time now we get back to the news. And the Evening News is campaigning at the moment to raise the profile of mental health and the efforts to improve support in this area. Our next three stories all reflect this emphasis in the paper. There could be a boost to support to mothers with mental health issues, as Norwich is bidding for money to build a new facility for a new inpatient mother and baby unit. Norwich is also bidding to become one of the first dementia-friendly cities in the UK. Three stories show that it can be dementia-friendly now. Ellie Hitchcock, a 19-year-old, has written a song for her granny, who has dementia. The Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group is funding workshops for people whose loved ones have dementia. And a former Norwich City player has been announced as an ambassador for a Norfolk mental well-being campaign.
Women who suffer mental health problems before or after giving birth could be set for a major boost after plans were submitted for a new specialist facility. Mental health experts in the region have put together a bid for money to run one of four new inpatient mother and baby units. The units will provide specialist care for mothers who suffer from antenatal or postnatal depression. Currently, the nearest similar facility for patients in East Anglia is in Chelmsford. Funding for four such units is available, with the units set to be developed in different areas of England.
The agony of watching a loved one slowly succumb to dementia has been tearfully described by a loving husband on the day a campaign to make Norwich dementia-friendly was launched. Dave Gudgeon, aged 80, of Stoke Holy Cross, described the sadness he felt at watching Irene, his wife of 27 years, deteriorate over 4 years from the condition. She died aged 76. "It was very sad to see this very competent woman disappear in front of you," he said. "The first symptom was when she got lost in Norwich on the way to the Virgin Lounge, a walk she'd done many times. She just gradually faded away." His comments came at the launch of a bid to make Norwich one of the first dementia-friendly cities in the UK. Representatives from organisations, charities and businesses in the city were at the event with their pledges exhibited at the forum. The aim is to achieve the status by March 2018. Richard Marks, the Sheriff of Norwich, officially launched the bid, and Mr Gudgeon also read out a poem he'd written about dementia.
As a child, Ellie Hitchcock Wyatt would look forward to finishing school so she could pop round to her grand's and watch The Simpsons. She and her twin brother Tom spent many happy times with Bridget Iver, whom they affectionately called Granny B, and fond memories were created. But while 19-year-old Miss Hitchcock Wyatt still sees her grand most days, the relationship has changed because Mrs. Iver, 81, now lives with an advanced form of dementia. The diagnosis made 3 years ago has made a big impression on Miss Hitchcock Wyatt, who decided to write a song about the impact the condition has had on her and the family. She is set to perform the song, entitled Bitter Maze, the day before the official launch of a scheme that aims to make Norwich a dementia-friendly city. Miss Hitchcock Wyatt, who performs under the stage name Ellie B, said that when we were told Gran had dementia, it was devastating. We suspected it prior to the diagnosis, and I know she knew what was happening as well. Miss Hitchcock Wyatt of Grove Walk, Norwich, felt compelled to write the song as a way of expressing her thoughts and feelings towards her Gran, who lives on the same road. Bitter Maze says everything that I want to say to my Granny B, but can't. She will perform the song while playing her keyboard at a concert in Norwich, featuring young musicians from across Norfolk. Susan Ringwood, Chief Executive at Age UK Norwich, said, "This song is a beautiful interpretation of dementia, and it will help us to raise awareness of the many effects dementia has on the individual and their family."
New training workshops for people whose loved ones have dementia will be run following a £5,000 cash grant from Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group. The funding through the CCG's Healthy Norwich scheme has gone to Age UK Norwich, which will host the sessions. The aim of the courses is to give people confidence to adapt in the way they communicate with their loved one after dementia has set in. Each workshop session will include practical demonstrations of how to make changes in the way you communicate with someone with dementia. A team of volunteers can also offer one-to-one support to participants who attempt to use the skills learned.
A former professional footballer has joined the fight to reduce the number of suicides and raise awareness of mental health problems. Cedric Anselin, who played for Norwich City and Bordeaux, has been announced as a new ambassador for a campaign launched by Norfolk County Council. The campaign will promote mental well-being, reduce the stigma around mental ill health, and urge people with suicidal thoughts to talk to a family member, friend, or health professional. Last December, Mr. Anselin revealed that he has battled against depression for 14 years and had thought about taking his own life. There are on average 77 suicides per year in Norfolk, which is higher than the national average. Of those, 76% are men or boys.